We want to welcome you to our ninth program on Patmos. And I'm very excited to speak to you today. And so let's just pray before we start. Father, I just want to come before you this morning. Lord, we just want to come and worship you, Lord. I want to pray, Father, that this will be an anointed session and that your Spirit will come upon people as we're going to teach, that you will begin to activate people, Father, and that they will begin to just know your voice in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to speak about today. I'm going to begin to talk to you about hearing the voice of God. You know, that's just a thing that a lot of people that I know want to hear the voice of God. And, you know, you can't have a relationship with God without having the ability to hear the voice of God. But Christians struggle. And some don't even believe they can these days hear the voice of God. So I'm going to begin to walk you through in the next 4 weeks some principles that I believe has really helped me and will help you to be able to hear the voice of God in a more clearer way and be able to discern the voice of God. When we look at John chapter 10 from verse 3, Jesus spoke and he said, "The watchman opens the door for this man, and the sheep listen to his voice and heed it. And he calls his own sheep by name and he leads them out. And when he has brought his own sheep outside, he walks on before them. The sheep follow him because they know his voice." So that's the first thing that Jesus says. Sheep will know their master's voice. And we need to begin to understand how to know and hear the voice of God. We cannot be directed by God. We cannot be led by the Holy Spirit if we do not know how to hear the voice of God. So one of the key verses I believe that has helped me a lot is in the book of 1 Kings 19 from verse 11, where Elijah ran away from the mountain. It's actually so funny. Before I came here, I just sat under a bush and I just think about it now. The Lord spoke to me right now before I came here. And he says, "You're sitting like Elijah under the bramble bush." Hallelujah. So this was Elijah. He sat under a bramble bush and he ran away into the desert. And God met him there at the mountain of Horeb, Mount Sinai. And then God spoke to him and he said here, so in verse 11, he said, "Go out and stand on the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and a strong wind rent the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And then after that, after the fire, there was a sound of a gentle stillness, or a still, small voice. And Elijah heard the voice, and he wrapped his face in a mantle, and he went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?'" So Elijah heard God's voice. And the way he heard it, the Bible says, there was this mighty experience where he was in the mountains, there was a fire, there was an earthquake, all these miraculous things that were happening, and God just demonstrating his power, but God's voice was not in those things. And then there came something which is called a still, small voice. The Amplified says, "the sound of a gentle stillness." So often I believe we miss the voice of God because the voice of God is like a gentle stillness. There's a still, small voice that just comes up in our inner man. And we need to learn to begin to discern that gentle, still voice. You see, God is a gentleman, and the Holy Spirit is a gentleman, and he is like a butterfly. Often in my life, God has once shown me a vision of a butterfly. When you want to walk closer to a butterfly and you move too fast, the butterfly flies away. And you need to be walking very gently so you can get close to the butterfly. And so God's presence and God's voice is very gentle and very soft. And if you are too fast at trying to hear or thinking you're hearing something, you could make up something that you think God said, but God did not say it. But God is a merciful God. He's going to help you. He's going to walk with you as you're going to learn to hear his voice. Hallelujah. But one thing I think why we miss God is just because we do not realize where God speaks from. Now, the Bible says here that the word of the Lord came to Elijah. And so here in John chapter 4 from verse 13, Jesus spoke to the woman at the well and he said something amazing to her. He says, "Whoever drinks of this water shall be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I give him shall in him well up like a spring unto eternal life." Hallelujah. So it's like an upwelling that comes up in our hearts. And as it wells up in us, we begin to feel that flow of a gentle stillness of God flowing up, bubbling from our inmost being. Listen to this amazing verse in John 7:37 as we end off. He says here, "And in the last days, or the last day of the great feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, 'If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And whoever believes on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.'" So God speaks and his spirit flows out of our spirit, which is, the Bible says here, out of our belly, out of our inner man. So God's not talking in your head. God's spirit flows like a gentle stillness from your inmost being. And as we're going to continue looking at just how to discern and how to be able to recognize this voice, we will realize in this. And in conclusion, I want to say this. Jesus said something in Matthew 11:28. He says, "Listen, come to me, all you who are labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to have rest." God's voice always brings rest. He says, "I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls." God's voice always refreshes. He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I am meek, I am humble and lowly in heart, and you will find rest." He says, "My yoke is wholesome and my yoke is not a pressing yoke. It's not uncomfortable. It is a gracious and a pleasant yoke. It is not a harsh and a hard yoke." So often when we hear God's voice, we go into this harshness and hardness of, "God told me to do this and oh, it was hard to do it." But Jesus says, "Come and learn from me. I am a gentle God. I am a humble God. My yoke is light. My yoke is gentle." And so when you begin to hear God's voice will always encourage you, build you up, and strengthen you. Hallelujah. And later we will look at how God can speak in other ways. So thank you very much for listening. And I hope you enjoyed this program. And may God bless you as you begin to just focus and become more sensitive in hearing his voice. Hallelujah.